This is the very last section of the book. Don't worry, it's a memoir, so I'm not giving you a song like a diary or anything. Several years ago, a few days before my first encounter with the coyotes, I walked into a cold January afternoon to take care of the chickens. My breath hung light in the air. Dogs danced at my feet. I heard in the distance the clamor of geese, then stood speechless to watch a huge V fly low overhead. I opened my mouth to say something. I didn't know what it would be. And heard my voice say three times, "Godspeed." Suddenly, for no reason I could understand, I burst into tears. Then I ran into the house. Walking back outside later and staring into the now empty sky, I realized that in speaking, not only I had been wishing them well for their journey south, but they too had been using my voice and my breath to wish me just as well on my own just as difficult journey. The tears, it became clear to me, had been neither from sorrow nor joy, but from homecoming, like a sailor who's been too long at sea and spontaneously burst into sobs on smelling land and feeling those tentative first steps on solid ground at home. It is not possible to recover from atrocity in isolation. It is, in fact, precisely this isolation that induces the atrocities. If we wish to stop the atrocities, we need merely step away from the isolation. There is a whole world waiting for us, ready to welcome us home. It has missed us as sorely as we have missed it, and it's time to return. Godspeed.